Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 10th. Today we're in Ezra chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. We'll only be in the book of Ezra one day in this Bible reading plan, so I wanted to just tell you a little bit about the overview. In Ezra, the people of God are able to return back from Babylon to Jerusalem. And when they return, they find it in shambles, but they want to rebuild the wall, and also they want to rebuild the temple. The passage we will read today is about the laying of the foundation and the different feelings that people had associated with this. Starting in chapter 3, verse 8. In the second month of the second year after their arrival at the house of God in Jerusalem, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jozadak, and the rest of the people, the priests and the Levites and all who had returned from the captivity to Jerusalem, began to work. They appointed Levites, 20 years old and older, to supervise the building of the house of the Lord. Joshua and his sons and brothers, and Kadmiel and his sons, descendants of Hodaviah, and the sons of Henadad and their sons and brothers, all Levites, joined together in supervising those working on the house of God. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests in their vestments and with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, took their places to praise the Lord, as prescribed by King David of Israel. With praise and thanksgiving, they sang to the Lord, "He is good. His love toward Israel endures forever." And all the people gave a great shout of praise to the Lord, because the foundations of the house of the Lord were laid. But many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid, while many others shouted for joy. No one could distinguish the sound of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping, because the people made so much noise, and the noise was heard far away. After the foundation was laid, there was a worship service where the priests in their vestments and their trumpets and the Levites with their cymbals took their place and they praised the Lord. Do you remember what they said? "He is good. His love toward Israel endures forever." So they're praising God because they're able to come back to Jerusalem and lay the foundation. And many people are so overjoyed that they give great shouts of praise. But look at verse 12. The older priest who had seen the former temple, what did they do? They wept aloud because they knew that this temple that was being laid was nothing in comparison with the temple before it. And this is a reminder to me that when we enter into worship, that we should be cognizant of those who are on our left and our right. Perhaps we know what they're struggling with, and we can pray that the Holy Spirit would be at work in them. If they're in a season of sorrow, that even in worship, that God would meet them in that place. Or if they're in a place of great joy and celebration, that they would be able to shout with praise and we could join them in that. I'm also reminded that God welcomes both our shouts of joy and our weeping in His presence. And finally, I just wanted to mention that we as a new covenant people believe that the Spirit of God lives in each of us, that we are the temple of God. And the older priests who knew Solomon's temple and were disappointed when they saw the foundation of the new temple that was much smaller, they were grieved because they knew the grandeur of God's worship space. But we, as the people of God here today in 2025, can be that worship space. And so, Lord, make us a sanctuary for you today. Our gospel reading today is Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 17. Jesus forgives and heals a paralyzed man. This is a favorite of mine. I hope you'll enjoy it as well. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fella talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Once again, Jesus went out beside the lake. A large crowd came to him, and he began to teach them. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," Jesus told him, and Levi got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the teachers of the law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with the sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And finally, from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1, "A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother." Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's word together. Will you pray with me? Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, we want to be a living sanctuary for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you.